This is Something Wild. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
What do you got there?
This, my friend, is an increment borer.
An increment borer. Now, that's a tree thing, isn't it?
Indeed it is. This is a tool that's used to help determine how old the tree is.
I took forestry. Don't you just count the rings? One ring equals 1 year of growth.
Right. And the rings per inch also indicate the rate of growth.
So trees grow an annual ring each year, and the width of that ring will be wider or narrower in response to both external factors, external to the stand, and internal factors, what's actually happening here in the tree's neighborhood.
Who is that?
That's Wyatt Oswald. He teaches forest ecology at Emerson College, and I spoke with him recently.
Okay, so you count the rings on the tree stump. What do you need this thing for?
Well, if you're counting the rings on the stump, that tree's life is over.
Ooh.
This tool allows us to extract the small core from the tree and then count the rings that way.
Cool. So how does it work?
Well, you see, it's this T shape, and the cross of the T is the handle.
Mm-hmm.
And this long, hollow tube has a drill on one end.
Ooh, that's the business end, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
People have been using this tool for over a century.
I was going to say, it kind of looks old-fashioned. Surely you tree guys have come up with some new way, you know, to measure the tree age, like with lasers?
Not really. This is kind of it. Wyatt and I went out recently to core a red maple in Newbury, so we put the drill into the trunk of the tree.
Twisting it like a screwdriver.
Right. So on the inside of a tree, there's a whole series of concentric circles, but they are not perfectly circular, unfortunately, for the tree core, and so that makes it a bit of a challenge, because we do really want to hit the dead center of the tree, which we call the pith, which would be the very innermost ring. So I'm going to line this thing up as best as I can and hope that we hit the middle.
It was a lot of work because he was manually turning the borer. So he was a little out of breath when he was ready to pull out the core sample.
And then the moment of truth, I gradually start pulling. And there we go. We've got the bark. We've got another beautiful core. And it just keeps going and going and going. There are some color changes in the wood, within the heartwood, that are interesting. But that is another big, long core. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we're close to the middle.
The core looks like a straw, and the one we pulled out of that red maple was about 22 inches long.
So what do you do with it once you've pulled it out of the tree?
Well, Wyatt took that sample, and he mounted it on a piece of wood, and he sanded it down with really fine sandpaper so he could count the rings and then measure the rate of growth.
Hmm. Well, that's something. Okay, so you're drilling into the trees, and you're pulling out these wooden straws.
Uh-huh.
And then you take the core away to the lab or someplace to study it. But you've left a hole in the side of the tree. Doesn't that hurt the tree?
Well, I asked Wyatt the same question.
The active tissues that are just inside the bark can heal that over and seal off the hole from the elements, from pests and pathogens, such that the tree will live on happily for decades or maybe even centuries to come.
So the answer is no, but. No, you're not hurting the tree, but you're putting a hole in it, so you're not really doing it any good either. You have to be very careful when you're using one of the increment borers that you don't disrupt the integrity of the living tree.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, it all seems like a lot of work just to figure out how old a tree is.
Well, it's more than that, though. The rings tell the story of the tree. It gives us some insight about how the tree lived.
You mean like a living history?
Exactly. Groups of rings that are close together and then farther apart show a change in the rate of growth. So when we see a tree is growing slowly, it tells us that there's likely a lot of other trees around.
So this tree is competing with other trees?
Right. And then all of a sudden, the rings may show an acceleration in the rate of growth.
But why would there suddenly be less competition?
When we count back the rings, we can see that an accelerated growth rate might line up with, say, a hurricane that wiped out all the other trees around it. Or maybe that tree was spared during, like, a logging operation.
Okay. So reading the rings gives us the historical context for the life of the tree.
Right, and there's a lot of history there. Spruce can live 400 years. Hemlock can live 600 years. There's a red spruce on Mount Sunapee that's 275 years old, and there are yellow birch that are in excess of 320 years old.
Wow. What about that maple that you and Wyatt sampled? Did you get an age on that one?
Well, Wyatt estimates that it was about 165 years old, and that takes us back to the 1850s. That tree actually remembers a time before the Civil War, when New Hampshire was mostly pasture.
Compared to that tree, I feel pretty young.
Well, you can also check out pictures of the core sample we pulled from that red maple at nhpr.org.
And you can subscribe to Something Wild on iTunes so you never miss an episode.
And if you have a question about New Hampshire's natural world, shoot us an email at somethingwild@nhpr.org. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.